This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
If people somehow put aside the obvious danger their ability to earn and maybe to their lives of saying what needs to be said, then we greatly outnumber those we are pitted against. They are ferociously powerful, but I would also point out this interesting error. So I call the force that we're up against Goliath, just so I remember what the battle is. Goliath made a terrible mistake, and it made it most egregiously during COVID, which is it took all of the competent people, took all of the courageous, and it shoved them out of the institutions where they were hanging on. And it created, in so doing, the dream team. Created every player you could possibly want on your team to fight some historic battle against a terrible evil. All of those people are now at least somewhat awake. They've now been picked on by the same enemy. And yeah, all right, we're outgunned. It has a tremendous amount of power. But we've got all of the people who know how to think. So I hate to say it, or maybe I like to say it, but I don't think it's a slam dunk, but I like our odds. To not appreciate the parts of the puzzle that nobody's expert at, right? They're dealing with complex systems layered upon each other. The ability to disrupt that stuff in a way that it stops functioning such that even the elites who make this happen are not going to like the world that they're going to create. They may not even be able to live in it, right? That's the biggest concern I have, right? If I thought that they were diabolical but knew what they were doing, then my sense is, well, all right, we're in for a bad 100 years, and that's terrible, but that's not extinction, right? I think we're actually headed for extinction because I think these people have no idea what they're playing with. They do not understand what needs to be preserved in order to keep the world functional enough for them to live in.
How is that conversation not taking place? That's what doesn't make sense to me.
Well,
is it coming from a place where they never feel like they're ever going to go back to poverty or to any sort of chaotic world that we could envision if everything falls apart? They think they'll be protected ultimately because of resources, influence, power.
Humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I got a ton of absolutely over-the-top, vital, over-the-target information coming up. We're going to join a bunch of radio stations and TV stations that come back on with us at 6 after. It's 5:03:20. But look, those doctor, former professor, Brett Weinstein clips have gone viral from Joe's show and my show. And some people said, oh, he's saying the globalists are incompetent. They're so powerful, they've got a master plan. Yeah, they do. And they've got an evil force, Satan, that is encouraging them. But they themselves are fools. And they're not all powerful, and evil's not all powerful. And I've talked about this for almost 30 years on air. It'll be 30 years in the middle of April. I don't know the exact date, but I first got on air in 1994 in April. I did stuff a little bit before that, speaking of city councils and things, but it'll be 30 years in April. And I see all these other people saying, oh, there's no way Joe's for real or Tucker or this. You know, because they'd have a perfect pedigree of, you know, 30 years on air like myself or David Icke or somebody. That's just not how it works, folks. We're winning, and we've got to be ready to start winning and turning the tide. And it doesn't mean we're offering some utopia like the left does or some perfect plan. But at least we're not with the New World Order plan. to poison everybody and depopulate everybody. So we are winning. Hearts and minds, we're winning the information war. The globalists, though, still have physical control, and the UN treaty's key.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into hour number two of this live Sunday, February 18, 2024 transmission. And the only reason we're still on air is because of you. And don't forget that. I appreciate you all and I salute you. And I believe our most important work is still to come, but regardless, we put 30 years into this fight, so everything else from here is pure gravy. Because now, I've said 1,000 times or more on air, my goal is to become obsolete. My goal is for people to finally get there under attack and start researching the New World Order's battle plans. They've been so arrogant, almost all of it's public. And it's starting to happen. It's starting to happen. Now, unfortunately, so much of the plan is already in place. They have passed the event horizon or the point of no return. The system is going to crash. But will it be a controlled crash, a survivable crash, or unsurvivable? I wished I could turn this around, but I can read the Bible. We don't. And it's before the beast wages war against the saints and overcomes them, read Revelation, that then you have a few years of hell and then the greatest revival ever seen comes out of that. So the devil doesn't win when he wins that battle. We're planting the seeds so that when that tyranny comes, it's like sunlight and water to seeds. Then they sprout. But we are the Gauleiters. We are the men and women preparing the way. That's what we're appointed to do. We've been appointed for a purpose. And I am just extremely not proud, not invigorated, but satisfied. I've never in my life been so satisfied. Growing up, I was a great-looking guy and strong and smart and had anything I wanted. Hang out with the coolest people, have all the best women, but I wasn't satisfied. And it wasn't until I went under the attack of the New World Order and committed to this war that I have become so satisfied that I don't even feel like I've been alive until 10 years ago. I'm a totally different man. And the reason I tell everybody that is this. All these evil people keep committing acts of evil thinking it's going to satisfy them, and they keep upping the ante, doing worse and worse things, thinking magically somehow they're going to be satisfied. And you're not going to become satisfied until you learn the truth and then stand for the truth. And then you are persecuted for the truth. Because I'm not a sadomasochist. I don't like pain. Until now. And for every painful thing that happens, and like Job, I say, God, I believe in you, and I understand you're teaching me. And then as soon as I make that decision, within hours or days, new doors blow open, blast open. It's literally like a video game as you pass each level. At each level, I escape further from Satan's control, further from his temptations, further from his grasp, closer to God every day, every minute. And then you look back and you see the evil people serving corruption and how they think they're the winning team, and you feel sorry for them because most of them are just deceived. But a small percentage of them have committed the ultimate sin. They have the intellect, they have the spirit, they have the potential in God's plan to serve the master. And they made the decision consciously when God laid out a plan to them and they followed it under free will to do incredible things and empower people. But they look at God and they say, it is better to reign in hell than serve in heaven. Something's wrong with them. I mean, if you call knowing the future and absolutely being satisfied and being incredibly confident, and every moment is just pleasure, and everything is so beautiful, it's beautiful, things that are ugly are even uglier. If you call this service, well, give me a lot more of this. Give me a lot more of this. But somehow they got interdicted at a point in their life by the devil that they have no idea what we're even talking about. We might as well be talking Martian to these globalists. But I'm not looking to try to convert them. They've committed the ultimate sin. They have refused the Holy Spirit. It's unbelievable that they've done it. I mean, wow. Okay. You just refused absolute perfection, absolute eternity, total consciousness. You don't have that, but you are literally in Congress with that. You are interfacing. God is the groom. You are the bride. You are literally being brought into a system of ascension. And just as the blasters, just as the main engines, if you watch how a rocket takes off, it's moving a few inches a second at first, then a few feet, then 100 feet a second, then 1,000 feet a second, and you watch it take off slow, and then, I mean, you immediately dial into this, and it's like the engine. I mean, the difference between Christ energy and satanic energy is not even a difference that can be described. It's not even in the same universe. It's so pathetic when you look at this judge in New York, Ingeron, or Letitia James, or V.I. Lenin, or Mao Zedong. You look at these sacks of weakness, and you ask, how could something be this disgusting? They love it. They think it's funny. And so I hope they revel in their time. Because the devil sends the beast with wrath. Because he knows his time is short. My time is not short. I will be grafted into God's consciousness if I'm successful, and I pray I will be, and I will be eternal. Imagine an eternity cut off from God. Everything we have, God gave us. Everything we are, God made us. And you would deny your Father. All right, let's shift out of the preaching, and let's talk about the news, because I've prepared, as usual, quite a bit for this broadcast. I I come in here usually and prepare for 7-8 hours and then cover 1/10 of it, and that's okay. Because it's in all my research of this that I can then understand the enemy's operations and how to counter it. But I'll just say this. I am so sad for all of you that have not chosen God and who are in opposition to God and who are in rebellion to God. He will be broken into 1,000 pieces and then broken again and again. And not by God's hand, but by your decision to separate from the eternal consciousness. You have damned yourselves to hell. And I know you think you're going to claw a bunch of children and innocents along with you. But I know in God's great mercy and great perfection.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
From the new disease that's coming, what person in their right mind, not knowing the history of biological testing on different countries, including the U.S., or how they cooked it up in a lab, or how the poison shots erase your immune system, and how they create spike proteins from HIV in your body, and you're sitting there watching a guy that murdered over a million of his people under U.N. orders not to give medicine to people that had cholera. Christians he killed. To make room for the Muslims. Take over Ethiopia. And you just sit there and you think, why in the hell would anybody listen to this guy? Well, they're not. The average American still got a movie they're going to go to, or a Netflix show they're going to watch, or some party they're going to go to, because you know what? I'm not going to let the world get in the way of my fun. But you look at those people that spend all their time in entertainment and all their time just having fun, they are the most miserable people on earth. While this globalist wants to own your body, we're just supposed to sit back and say, that's okay. Fannie Willis could persecute the real president of the United States, try to put him in prison for questioning election fraud. She's black, so it's okay. Tedros is black, so it's okay if he kills a million of his own people. It's okay if the UN and the Clintons kill millions of Christians in Rwanda because, you know, they're liberals. And I love how, I'm talking about this next segment, when I publish on X or InfoWars, I think it's 5-10 million views, just some white man walking down the street and 10 black people run over and beat him to death. And I see the comments from liberals going, why are you promoting racism? If there was video of 10 white people beating a black person to death, I would instantly publish it and instantly say it was wrong. But I can't sit here while I watch all these brutal attacks the leftists promote and the Soros-controlled DAs have let the criminals and others a green light to rob and kill white people and then say it's okay to have open season on white people. I'm against open season on black people. I care about everybody. I fight against the fact that over half the abortions in this country, with blacks only being 13% of the population, are black people. I fight to not kill black babies because we're all human and we all are made by God, and I'm against that. But I will not sit here and I will not watch and see the crime statistics, 20-1 black on white crime. Look it up. The Fed tried to suppress it. Because they're advertising, go kill the white people, and say that's okay when they kill a bunch of white farmers and the left says they deserve to die in South Africa. Then the blacks are going to starve to death. I will not. So I told everybody, the more you bully me and the more you tell me not to cover this, the more I will cover it. So you don't get one post a week of racist blacks attacking whites. You get 5 a day now and keep complaining. You'll get 50. Because the real issue is, why can I find 50 videos a day of racist black people attacking white people, but I can't find one a day of white people? And when it occasionally happens, it's the top story of the country, because they all want us killing each other. And use your brains, black people, you're smart. And white people, you're smart. When everybody sees that it's being done to whites, and no one's told it's part of a globalist Soros New World Order plan, whites are going to become anti-black when the vast majority of black people are hardworking good folks and do not support this. So black and white have to come out and say no war on white people, no knockout games, no Rob Whitey, none of this, which the majority of blacks are for. They're against that. So am I. We have to get past this Soros operation and decry it for what it is. And then we can save the unborn children, no matter what color they are. See, have beautiful souls made by God. So here's Tedros. He's got over 1 million dead black people under his belt. Look it up. But it's okay because he's black. And here he is now saying he owns all our bodies. They put him in there as a black communist that murdered his own people so they can defend it. Oh, it's racist. You don't want the UN to run your life and take over your body. It's a black man. Yeah, a black man working for the New World Order. It has nothing to do with what color Tedros' skin is. Everything to do with the fact that he is a Bill Gates frontman. And I'll say it, our problem is old white men. They're the ones funding all the Hollywood movies, putting down white people. It's all a bunch of old Bill Gates, Klaus Schwabs, Larry Fink, Lord Rothschild. All of these scum think we're stupid. We're always going to kill each other. And I want that to stop and have us to have unity. But first, black people got to see that Black Lives Matter, funded by Soros' main mission, is to end the nuclear black family and make black men cut their testicles off. Look it up. It's in their charter. Their main mission is in the black family. That's your enemy, not me. I'm not trying to abort you. I'm not trying to kill your babies. But I don't want your babies to grow up and be brainwashed. See, if George Soros can't kill your babies, they're going to try to turn them into thugs with gangster rap. Even Ice Cube came out in CIA programming to turn them into thugs so that they can fill up the prisons. And on the side, kill a bunch of white people to turn white people into racists. So we're not political on issues. We're just political on race. I've seen the plan, and we're exposing it, and we're going to beat it together. But first off, we got to challenge political correctness, whether it's transgenderism or open borders or white people being told we got to sit here and take a bunch of stuff because of what color we are. I got four children. I've tried to shelter them from the system, and they get told everywhere they're bad because of what color they are. That ain't black people came up with that, because black people aren't that evil. The globalists came up with that, and we all know it. So we all need to stop singing to the tune and playing along with the Pied Piper of the ADL and the New World Order. The Southern Poverty Law Center and all the rest of that garbage. Here's Tedros saying, I got a gun to your head. More diseases are coming. Let me run your life or I can't protect you. Here he is with a gun to your head.
The painful lessons we learned are in danger of being forgotten as attention turns to many other crises confronting our world. But if we fail to learn those lessons, we will pay dearly next time. And there will be a next time. History teaches us that the next pandemic is a matter of when, not if. It may be caused by an influenza virus or a new coronavirus, or it may be caused by a new pathogen we don't even know about yet, or what we call disease X. There has been a lot of attention on disease X, especially recently. But in fact, it's not a new thing. We first used the term disease X in 2018. It was just the same time I spoke here in this government site summit in 2018. And we used disease X as a placeholder for a disease we don't even know about yet.
And it magically showed
but
up.
For which we can nonetheless prepare. COVID-19 was a disease X, a new pathogen causing a new disease.
That you made in the lab, you piece of filth.
But there will be another disease X, or a disease Y, or a disease Z. And as things stand, the world remains unprepared for the next disease X and the next pandemic.
The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWarsStore.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, I did a two-hour-plus deep dive this week for Stephen Crowder's Mug Club. We're going to air some excerpts this week of it on Satanism. Now, it's all over the news, all the media, being openly promoted, cannibalism, Satanism, abortion clinics that say, come here, we're a Satan-run operation. When we kill your baby, it's a ritual. That's mainstream news. And then, meanwhile, the media runs around at the same time they're promoting it, saying it doesn't exist. Well, the same thing goes on for slavery. So I'm not going to try to do a history of slavery here for everybody, but slavery's in the Bible. It's in the Quran. It's in every culture. The ancient Mesoamericans had slaves. In Asia, people were slaves. People were slaves in Europe. The Romans mainly had white slaves out of Europe. black slavers out of North Africa invaded Spain, and the numbers are shipped more white slaves to Africa than were ever shipped in the transatlantic slave trade that started 500 years ago out of Africa into the Caribbean, into Central and South America, into the U.S. And no one's defending it. None of us were involved in that. They're alive. Black, white, doesn't matter. The idea that you're guilty because you're white, because some white person hundreds of years ago had slaves, is preposterous. And the idea that you're black and some black ancestor did something is just ridiculous. If your dad commits a murder and you weren't part of it, you're not guilty. How the hell is somebody 500 years ago, how are you guilty of that? So, yeah, I can show you video of slave auctions going on all over Africa currently. And so I decided to post one of these. Women and children being sold for as cheap as $400 a piece from Libya in the north all the way down to Central Africa and the Congo. And the Christian areas of Africa do not allow slavery. It's a fact. The Muslim areas and the animist areas, they worship animals, they have it. So there are tens of millions of slaves in Africa right now. I have all the numbers right here. So I posted a video on X yesterday that's got millions and millions and millions of views of reportedly an auction where they kidnap one tribe of people and sell them to the next tribe. Usually it's Christians they capture. And they have them in bags as a presentation to the women to have kids around the house who'll do work for them and work in the fields and do all the rest of it. And people said, oh, no, there's no slavery in Africa. Then I saw comments by prominent people on X saying, white people invented slavery. The most continual institution in human populations since recorded history 7,000 years ago, slavery. Okay? So everybody did it. None of us are guilty for it. Those people are all long dead. But the point is that they're trying to create this guilt, to create this division, and act like modern white people have something to do with what happened in the past. By the way, you can look this up. About 220 years ago, the abolition movement had started, really 300 years ago in England. But about 220 years ago, they got control of the parliament. And England, you can say, used it as an excuse, but they banned slavery in the entire areas they controlled. They went to war with eight different countries over the next 30 years to try to end slavery. So if you want to give credit to anybody, England and the British Empire is who did it. But it's still going on in the Middle East. It's still going on in Africa. It's still going on in some areas of the Pacific. So I want to roll some of this video. Slavery is still practiced across large areas of Africa, but because it's black-on-black slavery, the Western media will not cover it. And just like Western women love packaging and presentation, it's key to marketing. Watch the children being advertised like the women are shopping at a purse store or something, and there's like the gender reveal. But, oh, what's in this little bag? What's in that bag? Some of these kids are as young as 3 years old being sold. And it's terrible, but these are the lucky ones because they're going to be put out there as field hands and seriously beaten or killed if they don't work. Many of the people being sold end up in sex slavery and organ harvesting or in lithium or different mines for electric vehicle batteries. And we can show you kids as young as five working 18 hours a day, bare feet in toxic sludge, mining chemicals. And you bet the globalists are involved. You bet old white men are making the money. But my point is, why don't you hear about that from Black Lives Matter? Because you're not supposed to talk about that, folks. Skip this break coming up. So let's play for TV viewers. You'll be able to see this. Radio listeners, it's in African, so most of you won't be able to pick up the language, whether it's Congolese or whatever it is. But here it is.
I shall fungi about to do it in Mansaka, saying that about two feet.
All right, the point is it goes on and on and on from there. So let's read what Professor Thomas Sowell said. Anybody can look this up. This is not an opinion. It's fact. More whites were brought as slaves to North Africa than blacks brought as slaves to the United States or to the 13 colonies from which it was formed. White slaves were still being bought and sold in the Ottoman Empire decades after blacks were freed in the United States in the 1860s. Anybody can look that up. Here's another one for the professor. Blacks were not enslaved because they were black, but because they were available. Slavery has existed in the world for thousands of years. Whites enslaved other whites in Europe for centuries before the first black was brought to the Western Hemisphere. Asians enslaved Europeans. Asians enslaved other Asians. Africans enslaved other Africans. And indeed, even today in North Africa, blacks continue to enslave blacks. And the Romans at some point had top generals that were black. They didn't give a damn what color you were as long as you came up through their system. Now, do you hear Germans today complaining about Italians because their ancestors were enslaved? They're trying to make you have a chip on your shoulder so they can control you and promise you these reparations like free health care or forgiveness of student loans. You're never going to get it without a bunch of strings attached. So here's some headlines. Inside the smuggler's warehouse, Africa's 21st century slave trades. Irish Times. Inside the modern slave trade, trapping African migrants. Time Magazine. Slave markets found on Instagram and other apps. White and black slaves. People for sale, where lives are auctioned for $400. CNN. Migrants from West Africa being sold in Libyan slave markets. The Guardian. Okay, so we're not making this up, and we're not lessening peoples whose ancestors 180 years ago were slaves, for God's sakes. The point is that it came out 20 years ago that Halliburton was setting up slave camps in Middle Eastern countries for making bricks, for you name it, and was shipping in African and Asian slaves. So this is so... Here they are burning black slaves. If you're watching us on TV. No media coverage, a few blurbs about it. So this is going on. What about the illegal aliens they bring in? They call migrants. And they even admit in the New York Times, hundreds of thousands work in tire factories and cereal factories late at night, no hardly any food, 18 hours a day. But they're brown slaves, so it's okay. No, we should stand up for everybody, because if they can do something bad to them, they can do it to you, folks. It's the giant sucking sound Ross Perot talked about in 1993 in those debates with Al Gore. He said, listen, Al, just 5 years ago, Canada normalized trade with us. Their average factory worker was paid $35 an hour.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Says all hell broke loose when a study revealed no racial bias in police shootings. This is Zero Hedge article. Ben Weiss of the Free Press sat down with Harvard economics professor Roland Fryer, the University of Texas in Austin last week, discussed what it means to pursue the truth. Fryer, a highly respected economist, told Weiss about the intense blowback he was dealt to him after he published a study in 2016 showing there was no racial differences in officer-involved shootings. But that was before the police defunding and George Floyd. Now, it's 2-1 whites getting killed by cops. And most of the time, they deserve it, folks. Cops aren't perfect, but, you know, there's a home dispute, domestic thing. Guy runs out with a gun, cops shoot him. That's almost, most of it is domestic disturbances. People are emotional. Cops will tell you they hate going to domestic disputes. Those are the most dangerous. I don't want their job. Hell, I mean, you're saying it's all these white cops. Most of the cities, half the people or more aren't even white. The study found the police were over 2 times more likely to use physical force, such as manhandling or beating against black or Hispanic individuals compared to people from other races. On the other hand, the findings also revealed the police were 23.8 times less included to use firearms against black individuals and 8.5 times less inclined to do so against Hispanic individuals. So they'll use their hands on black people, but they won't pull their guns. And this is 2016 data. The new data is out. Twice as likely of your wife to be shot by the cops. And you saw this crazy cop in Florida run up and just shoot a suspect in handcuffs. They're hiring a lot of kooks, folks. The police aren't perfect. Don't get me wrong. Rob Agueros, I want to get your take on this situation and overall what I've been covering here.
Yes, sir. You said it perfectly. It's a divide and conquer technique. And if you think about what they've been doing since the 1960s, all they've been doing is continue to segregate everybody. even though we are all one human race, no matter your color. No one cares what color eye you have or how long, how tall you really are. All these things are very, very minuscule in the actual spiritual war that we're in. So when you bring that all the way back to, you know, current times, and any Democrat city you go to, it's still segregated. You can go to the east side where the black people are. You can go to the south side where the Hispanics are, and the whites are in the north side. So as time has gone by, as those stats show, that the cops and the mind control has been set on the masses, has been hurting everybody to attack the white person. Those stats even show it, that they're this whole white man bad, cops are bad, has made the police be less or likely to shoot a black person or a person of color just because of the backlash they're going to get. This is not a healthy relationship that we have, and it's only going to lead to one race being exterminated, and it's going to be by another race now. So now it's not going to get any backlash like they were the ones who are doing this.
And no, I totally agree. But bottom line, I said this 20 years ago, the globalists are depopulating. They're starting it now. They've gone from testing to operational. They want to get white people on board with this. I mean, that's what's going on. They want to get white people so attacked, so manipulated, so angry they go along with this. So I'm literally trying to stop this, Rob.
I agree. And I mean, me being on the other end of a color spectrum of viewers, we have the same shared experience with that. No one wants to see anybody die because of the color of their skin. And no one wants to see these unelected bureaucrats making all these decisions who are forcing and pushing these agendas on the younger people.
Exactly. I'm sick of them pulling the strings, people.
And no one can see
they're
it.
They're the enemy. They're the enemy.
And they're unelected, and we can't do anything about it other than get up here and rant till we're blue in the face. And
the only way they can win is us killing each other.
Exactly. And that's what they're, if they can't get us with the vaccines, with GMOs, with fluoride in the water, they're going to pin us against each other. And then we're going to have this fake race war that we've been fighting since 2020, since 2016, honestly, in the mainstream, just because of black versus white. Just,
well, the good news is there's black professors. I don't care what color he is. This guy had to have a lot of courage. You know, they go after his funding. They're trying to get him fired. He's just stating the facts here.
Absolutely. And that's what's going to give them the biggest wake up call is the facts. Like, if we kill them with facts politically, then they have no ground to stand on.
And Rob, that's the good news. We've got upwards of 40% of blacks are saying they're going to vote Trump, upwards of 50% of Hispanics. The good news is, and the Democrats are panicking. They admitted this in the news in the Houston Chronicle last week. They're panicking. They thought blacks and Hispanics were dumb. Guess what? They're not.
No, they're not at all. And I think at the end of the day, this whole migration replacement is going to end up biting them in the ass, because these people aren't going to want to live in the same place that they left. They're not going to want to go through the same communism, socialism, be like Venezuela and go through the trash for their food. No one's going to want that, especially after they get a taste of the American culture.
That's why they got to end America. Not that it's perfect. It's the best house in a bad neighborhood. Rob, any other key points you want to add?
No, this is the fact that, I mean, everybody here at InfoWars, and all we want is the best for everybody. And there's not a race war. It's just something that they perceive for us to believe.
Well, I'm a human supremacist. I want us to dominate the robots, the AI, all of it. I'm a pro-human guy.
Absolutely. Same here.
Love you, Rob. Thank you.
Love you too, boss.
All right, we're out of time. The great Owen Schroyer takes over in like 5 minutes. But I wanted to hit this because my phone blew up for 3 days. I got so many emails, calls. Oh, my God, you're right. Cheerios and Quaker Oats sterilizes you and turns boys into girls. It's all right here, folks. It's another one of these herbicides. And they've got herbicides that don't do this. But they've chosen herbicides that do this on purpose, by design. 80% of Americans test positive for chemical found in Cheerios, Quaker Oats that may cause infertility, delayed puberty study, and bend your gender. Oh, black people and white people and Hispanics and Asians are all eating Cheerios. Damn it, I got Cheerios in my cabinet. And they put a chemical in it that literally shrivels your dick and makes women go into puberty earlier. So your seven-year-old is already having... I mean, this is sick, folks. This is so sick. And I'm going to be covering this in great detail tomorrow. Chloroquat, what you need to know about this problematic pesticide. You know, almost all of you out there are not gluten intolerant. In the late 90s, they started allowing, the FDA did, and the EPA, adding glyphosate, spraying wheat when it came into season. A week or two before harvesting, fungus tends to eat the wheat. So they said, well, now it's not just on soybeans or corn, when they're planting the corn to kill any weeds around it. It just goes in the water table. We drink it in the water and it kills us. No, now we're going to spray it right on the food right before it's harvested. And then you eat it. And then it causes cancer, all these health problems. Well, it's the same thing with this chemical. And they know exactly what they're doing with it. So I'm going to cover this big time. But here's the molecular makeup of chloramquat. They spray this on the food. It stunts the growth. It ages the oats and other plants that they do it to. And then it's full of it when you eat it. Hey, if something stunts a plant's growth, it makes it age faster. But it makes it create more of what you eat from the plant. What do you think that does? They know all this, and they're laughing at us. What does black have to do, or white, with them putting this in our damn Cheerios? Stop it! 5G hurts everybody. GMO hurts everybody. Chloramquat hurts everybody. Glyphosate hurts everybody. Devalued currency hurts everybody. But at the same time, we got to stand up against all this anti-white crap, and people got to learn, because if you won't stand up against that, you won't stand up against nothing. And say, leave me alone. You're being manipulated by George Soros and the ADL, and leave me alone, or join me right now to save humanity. Now listen, we're under major globalist attack with your support, plus we have incredible products. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the strongest humanoid, is so good. Get Bodies. Get Turbo Force. 10-hour clean energy. Get Bodies. Get Turbo Force. Get Nitric Boost. They're all discounted. 40% off. Those sales are about to end. These are very special products that are unlike any others. These are the very best ingredients you're going to find. Get a copy of my book, The Great Awakening, a signed or unsigned as a fundraiser. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the next great renaissance. That's my mission, prosperity and freedom and everything for everybody. All right, great job to the crew. Owen Schroyer, the Cup Destroyer, set to take over for the next 2 hours, Sunday Night Live. Straight ahead, are you sharing the links? Because you are the power. You're not the tail, you're the dog. I'll see you at Real Hawk Jones on X.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.